And the center holds, but the edges fall apart. You ever have those moments in your life where there's so much going on and you just can't even keep up with it all? That's where I'm at right now. None of it's bad or anything. It's not bad stuff. It's just I have so many fucking oars in the water right now. Like about 7 more than normal. So many projects. So much. So fucking much. God, if I could just be a welfare parasite and all I had to do is vote Democrat every 2 years and then the rest of the time just live on food stamps. It'd be great. And you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a safe space, be trigger warned, fuck yourself. You can shove your opinion up your ass, that way Hillary Clinton's cock has something to keep it company. And don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely third possibility, you are wrong, and I am right. Welcome to a 7 o'clock in the morning episode of Stating the Obvious podcast. I am the great one himself. I am the founder of Cynical Libertarian Society. I'm right. I'm always right. I've always been right. I'll always be right. I've never been wrong. And this right here is Stating the Obvious. It is the weapons platform for which I watch the news missing in my hands. That goes on to destroy nuclear fucking warhead. All the fucking statists around the world, the left-wing statist, the right-wing statist, the feminist statist, the statheist, the homo statist, the LGBT KKK statist, the Islamist statist. Doesn't matter what kind of statist. Do I have that on the lexicon? Randy, do I have Islamist statist? Do you know? I've got to finish one more project. One more project. I've got to finish the fucking lexicon. Islam statist. Let me write that down. Make sure I have that on the lexicon. Remember, boys and girls, it's not rape when a Muslim does it. That's the important thing. Good morning, children, friends, enemies, boys, girls, women's, children's, bitches, and bitchettes. Man, I'm so Pinball Jones in Fort Collins here, the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Pinball Jones got my favorite pinball machine back again. It's the Tron 2 pinball machine. I'm so happy. My favorite pinball. I suck at it. It kicks my ass, but that's why I like it, because it's difficult. Of course, I suck at pinball anyway, so any pinball machine is difficult for me. But there's that. Hi, I'm going to wake up any moment now. I am the Great One, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999. Thought about this the other day. Somebody wanted to... there's always some... In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. She's not looking quite so lovely and adorable at 7 o'clock in the morning. But... and again, who does, right? Today is the 4th of October, 2016, 7th year of our Lord, Hussein Obama. And what, theme music, You Know I'm Right by David Gilmour off his 1984 album About Face. And it is the theme music to Stating the Obvious that triggers the copyright violations on YouTube, which I still can't believe I haven't been fucking banned from YouTube. I can only assume the reason I haven't been banned on YouTube yet is because, as I know from looking at the stats, nobody really listens to the podcast over on YouTube, which is fine. I don't care. I don't put a lot of effort in. Now, the YouTube Heroes thing is here now, where social justice warriors can flag multiple videos. I wonder if I'll survive that. So anyhow, that's the theme song is what gets me banned in certain countries over on the YouTubes. There's always some young left-wing statist social justice warrior type who thinks that Donald Trump is racist. Oh, Donald Trump, a tangenting. So, apparently... because you guys know I don't really keep up with this stuff. somebody was whining again. I heard some people whining. Where the fuck was it? Oh, it was one of my theater gigs. They were whining about Donald Trump didn't pay taxes for 20 years. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I could type some shit into Google and believe the first thing that appears. But here's the thing. I just don't give a fuck, and here's why. Let's just say that's true. Okay, Donald Trump went 20 years without paying taxes. Okay? So what you're saying here is that Donald Trump was smart enough to figure out how to manipulate the tax laws so that he didn't have to pay any taxes. Or if he personally didn't do that, he was smart enough to hire accountants who were smart enough to do that. So you're saying Donald Trump is smarter than you are because in the last 20 years, you've never figured out how to avoid paying taxes. This is the thing. People say, well, Donald Trump, he doesn't listen to other people and he's just stupid. Okay? So then Donald Trump goes out, hires really good accountants, gets out of paying taxes, thus showing that he listens to other people and he's pretty smart. And then people get pissed off about that. Electing the president is like hiring employees. When most people are hiring employees, they want to hire people who are smart, but not smarter than them. Now, unless you, if you own the company, that's a little different. But if you're, you know, a government employee or if you work at a corporation, you don't want to hire people who are smarter than you are, because people who are smarter than you are a threat to you. In every presidential election, and I think it's manifested more in presidential elections, again, because the commoners, the 99%, the inferior people, the parasites, they look at the president as if the president is the king of the United States. The president is the emperor. The president is the second coming of Jesus. The president is, you know, this person who, and I'm not exaggerating this, you know, the president to the sheep, to the 99%, this is the person who tells them what is good and bad, right and wrong, true or false. This is their father. This is their God. The president is their source of intellectual enlightenment, spiritual enlightenment, moral enlightenment. When the president comes out and says something, this is the gospel, right? And when the president says things they don't believe in, they don't agree with, then they have fits and convulsions, as if it fucking matters that there's this, you know, one person who says shit that you don't agree with. The president, whomever it is, becomes the center of the lives of the inferior people. Again, witness how many people are talking. I mean, all these people talking about the election and if this and if that and if Trump wins. I saw something the other day. If Trump wins, up to 25% of federal employees said they would quit their jobs. I'm going, yes, one more reason to vote for Trump. Right? If Trump wins, I'm moving to Canada. You know, if Obama wins, I'm buying more guns and ammunition. You know, just whatever. It's like, when, how empty is your fucking life to make this one person, it's not even the person, it's the office, to make whomever is the president of the United States the center of your life to that extent. Right? This is worthlessness. This is parasitism. This is statism. This is immaturity. Oh man, I am reading a book, right? I'm tangenting. I'm on three levels of tangents now. Hope I can remember what I was. Oh yeah. Okay. I got it. Donald Trump income taxes. I'm reading this book right now, which is not here at the studio, and I don't remember the name of it. It's really fucking good. It's about self-actualization. It's about how you have to stop being a child and relying on other people. And it was written back in the 60s, I want to say, back before political correctness, when you could just say to people, grow the fuck up. And it's brutal. Oh man, I will probably be talking about this book somewhat in the future. I discovered it via a blog post I discovered, which sort of condenses some of the ideas from this book, that blog post might turn into a meditation. We'll see what happens. Okay, let me close all my tangents back up and return to where I started. (). And that fits in because the book is about how you have to not rely on other people's approval and how you have to not rely on other people giving you love in order to be happy. You have to be, what is it they say in the book? You have to be, you have to be the goal and the process. It's something like that. They don't use the word goal. They use something else. The purpose. Maybe it's the purpose. You have to be, essentially they say, you have to be your own purpose and your own process. You have to be self-contained. You can't be sitting around looking for other people's approval for your happiness. And the 99%, of course, look to the president for their happiness. That's why who the president is so critical. Now, to close another set of parentheses, again, when you work at a corporation or you work in the government, you have to hire people. You want to hire people that can do the job, but you don't want to hire anybody who's smarter than you are. Fortunately, we have the public school system, the royal we, the society of the royal we. We have the public school system and we have the colleges which turn out people, we can use the term people loosely here, who are just smart enough to sit in a cubicle and do email and put widgets together, but not smart enough to think. So there are many employees out there, potential employees out there, that you can hire who are not smarter than you. When people hire employees, they want to hire people who are not smarter than them because people who are smarter than them are a threat to them. Voting for the president is very much exactly the same. People want to vote for a president that appears to be smart, but they don't want to vote for a person to be the president who is smarter than they are, because that would be a threat. Think about it. I don't really have any way that I can prove this thesis to you with data, but just think about it. So that brings us back to Donald Trump and his income taxes. Donald Trump was smart enough not to pay income taxes for 20 years. Everybody's, he's evil. See what a bad person he is? No, I mean, if he didn't pay taxes for 20 years and he followed the tax code, he followed the tax laws, which Obama could have, what's that magic word Obama kept saying? Oh yeah, change. Obama could have changed the tax laws anytime in the last 20 years to eliminate all the loopholes that Donald Trump used. But you see, Donald Trump was smart enough to use the existing loopholes in the tax code, which is flawed as fuck, because I've explained this before. The income tax does not exist to generate revenue for the government of the United States, the federal government. That is not the purpose. The purpose of the tax code is to manipulate people's behavior by giving tax deductions to certain actions, decisions, activities, by not giving tax deductions, by taxing this, by not taxing that. The intent, right, it's just like cigarette taxes. Here in the People's Republic of Colorado, on the upcoming ballot, there is, and I got my stupid book with, God, there's a shit ton of stuff on the ballot this time around. And I'll probably have to do a podcast on that. I don't know if it's a Fort Collins or a Colorado thing, because I don't give a shit. But anyway, somebody wants to raise cigarette taxes from, I think it's 80 cents a pack or something like that, to $2 and something a pack. Because, of course, this will prevent people from smoking. At least they're honest. The purpose of the tax is to manipulate people's behavior. Those of you who are stupid believe the purpose of the federal income tax is to generate revenue for the federal government. It is not. The purpose of the federal income tax is to manipulate people's behavior. That is why the tax code is as it is. That's why there's deductions for making children, right, who will grow up to vote Democrats because you're on welfare, or grow up to vote Republican because you're this hardcore Christian. That's why there are deductions for your student loan interest, because they want people to take out student loans, borrow money that doesn't actually exist, and go to the colleges and pay money to the college to these left-wing status professors who can't get real jobs, and get these worthless diplomas in things like international relationships and communications and hyphenated studies and feminism, and be completely unemployable and thus need food stamps and welfare in order to survive. Right, so then you're getting the welfare, which justifies the welfare state. You're working at Walmart with your fucking bachelor's degree in hyphenated studies and underwater basket weaving. And my train of thought just derailed like a motherfucker. And what was that? Oh, and you're paying back the school loan, which was money that didn't really exist in the first place. I've talked about this before. If you take out a student loan for, say, $20,000, remember, it's not like the bank has $20,000 in $100 bills that they give to you. That money doesn't exist. It's just like a credit card. If I take my American Express card right now and I go out and I buy $100 worth of coffee, that $100 doesn't exist. It's made up. Then when I pay the $100, the American Express company is getting that $100, but they never gave me a $100 bill. That money does not exist until I pay it back to them. Now, technically, slightly more specifically, if I go to the grocery store and I buy $100 worth of coffee, the money doesn't exist. I swipe the card, American Express transfers to the grocery store $100. It's an electronic $100. But at that point, it actually begins to exist. But then I have to take a real $100 that I had to work for, and I give it to American Express. But with the moment before I swipe the card, that $100 does not exist. When some 18-year-old kid goes out and gets a student loan for their first semester of college, $20,000 student loan, that $20,000 does not exist. It's not there. They get the loan, the bank gives the money to the college. The college has just received money that previously did not exist. The student then gets the PhD in hyphenated studies and feminism with a minor in international communications, whatever in the fuck that is. I still don't know. And then she spends the rest of her life working at Walmart, paying it off, giving money to this bank where there was no money before. Donald Trump was smart enough to avoid paying income taxes for 20 years. Smarter than almost everybody else. Who do you know that hasn't paid income tax for 20 years? Not many people. Donald Trump has just shown us he is smarter than 99% of the population. People want a president who's smart, but not smarter than them. If the point of the federal income tax was to raise revenue, then an intelligent organization, let's say that the federal government was run by non-stupid people, how would non-stupid people organize an income tax? Non-stupid people would simply implement a flat rate tax. 5%. 5% of your income tax. We'll give you a deduction. Each person in your household, dependent, you get $2,000 a year deduction. What the fuck ever. Flat tax, 5%, boom. There's no deductions. There's no fucking special treatment. Nothing. 5%. Tax form would be one page long. You could fire most of the IRS employees. And again, remember, the IRS is a welfare program just like any other. I've explained this before. The true recipients of welfare, food stamps, WIC, social, all that shit, the true recipients of those programs are not the people with the food stamp cards. They're not the people who get the welfare benefits, right? The true recipient of welfare is not this single black mother with five children by four different baby daddies in the ghetto. Yeah, she's getting enough money to keep her alive so that she can vote Democrat every 2 years. But she is not the reason the welfare system exists. The welfare system exists so that all the people who work in the welfare system can have jobs, because none of those people could get a job anywhere else. That job is their welfare. They are exactly like the people at Walmart. We've heard this before. I've talked about people. Well, Walmart comes in and destroys jobs, and there's all these people, and they're. And I'm not saying Walmart is the best thing. I saw something somewhere on one of the blogs. I think I probably linked to it, talking about how wherever there's a Walmart, the crime rate goes up. So I'm not saying Walmart is the fucking panacea or any shit like that, right? But people will come out. But I just said but, which means everything in front of that was a lie. Everything in front of that was not a lie. Let me rephrase that. Remember, kids, anytime somebody says the word but in a sentence, everything in front of that word was a lie. I'm not saying Walmart is a panacea. Walmart is not a panacea. Walmart has problems. Walmart also does good things. And when you look at the people who work at Walmart, there are these people, these 99%ers, who say, well, Walmart came in and it's not paying these people any money, and so many of the people who work at Walmart are on food stamps and welfare. And I'm thinking, well, yes, but you voted for food stamps and welfare, so what's the problem with that? And here's the thing. If these people were not working at Walmart, where would they be working? Are they nuclear physicists? Do they have degrees in engineering? Can they write books? Can they build roads? Are they astronauts? Are they ballerinas? If they weren't working at Walmart, where would they be qualified to work? And it's the same thing with the people who work in the welfare, the WIC, the food stamp, the social security system. These are people that, if those systems didn't exist, where would those people work? What can they do? IRS is the same way. If there's a flat tax and your tax form is one page long and you write down your income and then you write down your number of dependents, you multiply it by the number of deduction, the amount of the deduction, You subtract your deductions from your total income. You multiply that by 0.05, and you write a check for that amount of money, and you send it to the federal government. At that point, all the people, virtually all the people, and again, we have computers now. You put this on a piece of paper. God knows you even do it on the interwebs, but you could put it on a piece of paper. You'd stick it in a scanner, whatever, right? You cut the staff of the IRS at least 90%. At least 90% could be eliminated. What could those people possibly do for a job? This is a serious question. I want you to think about this. People who work for the IRS, what could they do in the free market, in the private sector? What could they possibly contribute? And thus, because the tax system is a welfare system for the employees within it, and because the tax system, the federal income tax system, is designed to manipulate behavior, it has this whole myriad of bizarre laws that no one human can truly understand. And yet Donald Trump was able to figure out how to manipulate that system and not pay taxes for 20 years. That's one more reason to vote for him. And all of these people look at Donald Trump not paying taxes as if it is a bad thing to not pay taxes. So, folks, if paying income taxes is a reflection of how virtuous you are, there's nothing stopping you from sending extra money to the federal government every April the 15th. If you're so virtuous, why do you even take your deductions? Why do you deduct anything? Send the government your money. Show me what a pure, virginal, wonderful, enlightened, caring, tolerant, diverse person you truly are. In a previous episode, I talked about... Oh, I didn't close my other parenthesis before I go off on the next thing. So I had another person who wanted to talk to me about politics. As always, I'm using the term person loosely. There's always some fucking left-wing statist who's... sole qualifications for having political opinions, right, is, well, I vote Democrat every 2 years. I'm informed. I love when people say that they're informed. The I am informed is a code phrase for I'm an idiot. Oh, that needs to be in the lexicon. Hold on, I gotta write that down. Informed. You will only hear left-wing statist use the word informed. Again, you think I'm exaggerating? Have some conversations. Listen, I've never heard a right-wing statist claim to be informed. That is like one of the buzz phrases of the left. Had this left-wing statist wants to debate politics with me. And it took about 7 or 8 seconds for her to say something stupid, and then me to say, okay, so you just use this word. You need to define the word. And of course, she did the normal, well, everybody knows what that means. No, everybody doesn't know what that means. And if everybody knows what that means, everybody is a category that includes all people. And you are a person, thus you are in the category of all people. Thus, if what you just said is true, that means you know what that word means. If you know what the word means, you should be able to explain to me what the word means. And she uttered some cycle babble. And then I pointed out, I said, are you sure you want to do this? Because this is the first time I really thought about it. I said, I have been discussing, analyzing, thinking about, writing about politics, philosophy, economics, so forth, since 1999. That's, I had to do math. Like, this is 2006. That's 17 fucking years. That is 17 fucking years. I said, I have been doing this. I have been thinking about this for 17 years. I have read easily over 80 books about philosophy. I've taken something in the neighborhood of 15 philosophy classes at left-wing colleges. I've taken 600 level philosophy classes. I'm like, how much experience and time have you spent analyzing political philosophy? How many philosophy books have you read? How many economic books have you read? How many books on nonfiction political books have you read? And she's looking at me. I'm going, no, I'm serious. How many philosophy books have you read? She says, well, I haven't read any. I'm like, oh. So your opinion is based on what? Your feelings? And she turns around to walk off, and I'm calling after her. Says, so, hey, so tell me again, how many 600 level philosophy classes did you take at college? And she's walking away. I'm going, no, really, tell me how many, because I've only had 5. How many 600 level philosophy classes? And it's, guys, you've got to fucking understand. You've got to fucking understand. The fact that you vote Democrat every 2 years does not mean your opinion fucking matters. It doesn't. Hey, this is just what I said in the previous cast from talking about the president. I don't understand how Trump can be a presidential nominee. Okay, well, if you can't understand that, you're not smart enough to be voting. You're not. You 99%ers, you commoners, you inferior people, you know who you are. The fact that you have metabolized oxygen into carbon dioxide for 18 years does not mean you are intelligent. It does not mean your opinion is informed, to use your favorite word. It does not mean you should be allowed to vote. It does not mean you should be making political decisions. It does not mean that when you say something like Donald Trump is bad because he didn't pay income tax for 20 years, it does not mean I should refrain from laughing in your face. You are inferior and you need to shut the fuck up. Another person, Hillary Clinton supporter, just during a discussion, we're talking about some stuff, and we're talking about this, we're talking about that, and we're talking about playing dominoes, and dominoes, you know, go through 0 to 6. She goes, yeah, I'll play dominoes, but I don't really like it because counting to 6 is hard. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ. Counting to 6 is hard. Lifelong Democrat, Hillary Clinton supporter, hates Donald Trump because he's racist. Doesn't know what the word racist means, has no fucking clue what the word racist means. Hates Donald Trump because he's racist. Counting to 6 is hard for her. Another interesting thing about left-wing statist, especially in light of their dedication and devotion to tolerance, diversity, multiculturalism, is their assumption that everybody else has the same opinions they do. One of these days, I need to do the podcast where I'm going to talk about the differences between right-wing statist and left-wing statist. There are those, such as myself, who have spoken the truth when we've said there's no fucking difference between Republicans and Democrats. And there's not, right? Yes, all politicians are like that, Bernard Chapin, even though I know you think that the solution to the problems is to vote for Republicans. It's not. All politicians are like that. Now, having said that there's no differences between Republicans and Democrats, because there aren't, you also have to differentiate too when you talk about this, when I talk about this, and when you talk about this to other people, keep in mind, differentiate between when you say, when you're talking about the Republicans versus Democrats, are you talking about the actual elected officials, the people who, and the people who run the parties? In that case, there's no difference. Again, the Republicans, Ron Paul to Ron Paul. The Democrats, the Democrats Ron Paul'd Hillary Clinton when she and Obama were vying to be the presidential nominee 8 years ago. Okay? The Democrats this year, Ron Paul'd Bernie Sanders. The Republicans attempted to Ron Paul Donald Trump. Donald Trump only avoided it because he had a shit ton of money because he didn't pay income taxes for 20 years because he's smarter than you are. The Republicans and the Democrat parties, they're exactly the same. The Republican and Democrat politicians, they're exactly the same. I've explained this before. The Republicans say, oh, elect us, we'll get rid of Obamacare. No, they won't. Because the Republicans are clinging to the hope, which I think is a false hope, that they will one day again be in power. And once they're in power, they can use Obamacare to control aspects of the medical system, such as access to abortion. I've tried to explain this to you stupid femistatist cunts, but you're too dumb to listen. If the government controls healthcare, and abortion is part of healthcare, and if the Republicans get control of the government, the Republicans now control abortion. They're stupid. The Republicans are stupid, but they're not stupid. You, on the other hand, as a femistatist, you're stupid. The Republicans are never going to limit the scope and the power and the spending of government. Because the Republicans might get power, and when they have power, if they have a majority in Congress, which is possible, if they get the presidency, which will, as I've said, especially if Donald Trump loses, which he will, there will never be another Republican president. It's over with at the presidential level. Completely over for the Republicans at the president. But if, in some weird fucking alternate universe, the Republicans get somebody elected president, they don't want to limit the amount of money they can spend. They don't want to limit the things they can force people. I mean, my God, Obamacare is now, the Supreme Court has said, the government can force people to buy a product or service from private corporations. Can you imagine what the Republicans can do with that? The federal government can now force you to buy things from companies like Walmart. They can come out and say, you have to go to Walmart and buy this. It's a tax. You think the Republicans aren't going to have a good time with that? They're not going to fucking repeal Obamacare, you stupid fuckers. The politicians, there's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Now, amongst the voting sheeple, amongst the inferior people, amongst the cattle, there are differences. As I've said, you'll never hear a right-wing statist say, I am informed. Only left-wing statists will use that phrase. I have a whole list of differences between the right-wing statist cattle and the left-wing statist cattle. One of these days I need to do that list. Another of the differences is that the left-wing statists, because of their commitment to tolerance, diversity, multiculturalism, always automatically assumes that everyone within earshot holds the exact same opinions they do. Again, it just fascinates me how people that I barely know will just start mouthing. And again, another difference. The left-wing statist can't go like 30 minutes at the most without having to mouth off about politics. I can hang out with fucking militant right-wing evangelical Christian types. I mean, Mormons. I've had friends who are Mormons. I could hang out with Mormons for hours. Not one fucking word about politics. Not one fucking word about God. Because Mormons, they have a life. They're not complete fucking losers. I mean, sure, they do some weird shit. They wear the underwear, right? They believe the Mormon book. I mean, they do some weird shit. I've explained this before. Everybody does some weird shit. We're humans. Humans do weird shit. Everybody. Me, you, Stefan Molyneux, Aaron Clary, Roosh. Everybody does some... Roosh got that fucking beard. Like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? Right, everybody does some weird shit. Mormons, hang out with them for hours. Not a fucking mention about politics or God. Left-wing statist, you meet somebody. You've known this person for 7 fucking minutes. And they'll start down the path about how racist Donald Trump is. Like, did I bring up politics? Why the fuck are you talking about politics? Oh, that's right. Because you're a left-wing statist. You have no purpose in being alive other than to serve the party, other than to serve the state, other than every 2 years you go and you vote Democrat. That's all you live for. That is the center of your life. And because of your commitment to tolerance, diversity, and multiculturalism, you automatically assume that everyone around you agrees that Donald Trump is racist. And you start spouting off, and if somebody dares to disagree with you, the look of shock that comes across their faces. Like, what do you mean? Yeah, like, I'm telling these people that Donald Trump didn't pay taxes for 20 years. I'm going, oh, so you're jealous because Donald Trump is smarter than you. And just this look, that's what I said, and this look of horror and shock that came across their faces. Yeah, he didn't pay taxes for 20 years. Okay, he's smarter than you are. No, he's not. Well, did you pay taxes the last 20 years? Yeah. Did he pay taxes? No. He's smart. No, he's racist. Wait, how does not paying taxes make you racist? Right? And they just, the left-wing statist, because of the commitment to tolerance, diversity, and multicultural, just cannot fucking conceive that other people might have opinions different than theirs. The left-wing statist just has no idea that a worldview other than hers could possibly exist. And if you do have a worldview other than hers, well, you must be racist because everyone who disagrees with you is Hitler. And that's what tolerance and diversity looks like. For these people, racism is everything, and everything is racism. It is. It just is. When you talk to the left-wing statist, if you trace everything back far enough, and it doesn't take very far, it doesn't take far at all, if you trace it back, everything gets back to racism. Speaking of racism, I talked a couple of episodes back ago. I mentioned I had heard somewhere about what I was calling, for lack of a better term, the Black Free State Project, where somebody called for black people to move to southern states. And, you know, just as the libertarians are trying to go to New Hampshire, build a critical mass to control the government. It was the same thing, black people moving to southern states trying to achieve a critical mass. And then I tried Googling around for it, and I could not find any evidence of this. And I couldn't remember where I heard it at, and so I had to say, all right, you know, I wrote in the show notes later on, I said, look, I couldn't find anything about this. But let's call it a rumor until I have evidence. I found where I heard about it at. I've got the link talking about it, so I'm going to talk about that in the future. Not today, not now. But just tossing that out, I found the information. It is true-ish. It wasn't like some organized actual thing, but a guy did say, hey, we should move to these southern states and take over. I'm not necessarily take over like an Black Panther shooting Whitey kind of takeover. So anyhow, I will talk about that in the future. What else do we need to talk about today? Oh, yeah. This sort of, I'm going to let that go. Hey, Randy, how's it going? By the way, guys, I'm almost awake. We're, 46 minutes in? I think I'm almost awake now. Let's close this on a personal note. My mother, whom I mention occasionally in this podcast, is as left-wing fucking statist, Obama-humping, government-humping as you can get. And she's losing her mind because she's old, and old people do that. And she sent me this email where she's talking about how she's on the Medicaid, the whatever, and she has two prescriptions that she gets. And she's saying, so she pays like $70 a month or something. I forget the exact, I don't give a fuck about the details. She pays some money each year into this system, right, that she voted for, because she's a left-wing statist, into this welfare system she supports, and then she gets medication. And her medication is costing her $6 per medication. So anyway, what she's saying to me is that, well, I'm paying in this much money, but my pills only cost $6, so I guess I'm buying pills for somebody else. And I thought to myself, Jesus fucking Christ, you are the classic example of why women should not be allowed to vote. You don't understand anything that's happening here. First of all, the pills you're getting do not cost $6. The multi-billion dollar international pharmaceutical corporations did not become multi-billion dollar international corporations by charging $6 for a bottle of pills. Those pills cost a lot more than $6. And the $70 a month you pay, or the $70 a year you pay, whatever the fuck it is you're paying, is not covering the expenses of your medication and the expenses of all the welfare recipients who work for the federal government in the Medicare Medicaid program, because none of those people could get jobs in the private sector unless maybe they got a job at Walmart, because they don't have any skills. They can't create anything of value that anybody on the fucking planet wants. That's why they're in the welfare system. That's why they have jobs at Medicare and Medicaid, because they can't do anything useful. Your $70 a month does not pay for all that. I'm paying for all that. Because you, your entire fucking generation, thought you could have everything, do everything, spend money, vote yourself all this fucking retirement, vote yourself all this Social Security, vote yourself all this fucking Medicare, Medicaid. I'm fucking paying for this, bitch. I'm paying for your medication. I'm paying for the fucking welfare mother with her goddamn 5 kids by 3 baby daddies. I'm paying for the flying robots that Obama uses to kill Muslims, the same fucking Muslims that it isn't rape when they rape women. I'm paying for all this, not you. You voted for this. You're the beneficiary of all this. I'm fucking paying for it. And I'm going to do the best I can to pass those costs on to the fucking millennials. Because they're the most fucking left-wing, stupid, statist, ignorant fucking generation that has ever walked the goddamn earth. Shout out to their parents who made them that way. They weren't born that way. They're not like homosexuals. I was born this way. Remember, you're not supposed to be proud of being white just because you were born white. But it's okay to be proud of being gay because you were born gay. Then, my stepfather's in a nursing home, and my mother is telling me this story about how the nursing home sucks and they don't take care of it and all this other shit. Again, I have spent a little bit of time around nursing homes because I've known people who work there. I know nursing homes are shitholes. I'm not denying that. Nursing homes are shitholes. There is no disputing this. You can dispute it all you want. We'll go to a fucking nursing home right now, spend a couple of hours there. I promise you, when we leave, you will be convinced it's a shithole. Yet, my mother, left-wing statist, all left-wing statists, what have they spent their entire lives trying to do? And they've done it. Destroying the family. Why do you have to put old people in nursing homes? Well, because we don't have multi-generational households anymore. We don't have grandma and grandpa, and then their children, and then their children, and maybe a couple of grandchildren all running around in the same house, where you can take care of grandma and grandpa when they get old, because that's patriarchy, right? Keeping the old people around and listening to the wisdom of the old. No, no, no. We have Game Boys and iPhones, and we want to get the fun. The left-wing statists have spent their entire fucking lives trying to destroy the family in order to make more people dependent on the government. And now you get the results. You have shitty fucking old folks homes. You reap what you sow, dumb fucks. You reap what the fuck you sow. And the people working at the nursing home, they're no smarter than the people working at Walmart. Why do they give a fuck about these old people? They're not related to these old people. You reap what you sow.